Welcome back to Sports and Stuff. I'm your host, Daniel Rosen. It is July 26th, and today we're going to talk about more NBA free agency and rumors. First up on my list is something a little boring, but kind of exciting at the same time. Not really exciting at all, actually. But Vince Carter signed a one-year, $2.4 million contract, the veterans minimum, with the Atlanta Hawks. It's an interesting move, as the Hawks are trying to get younger. A lot of draft picks, a lot of signing young players, a lot of G League players. So they're bringing in Vince Carter, the 41-year-old oldest player in the NBA, to kind of be a veteran and be around the locker room. That's kind of it for this signing. Something kind of interesting, at least that I thought was interesting, is that, Trae Young was born 3 months after Vince Carter was drafted. It has to be one of the first times that that has ever happened. Yeah, I mean, he's a good veteran, to be around the locker room and just kind of help Trae Young and help the John Collins and the Taurean Princes. To kind of progress their first few years a little faster and help them grow a little more than they would say without a veteran like Vince Carter. The next, Kevin Love has recently signed a 4-year, $120 million extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers. To me, it's a big contract. That's like $30 million a year. So it doesn't seem too tradable. And I think the reason it's not very tradable is because maybe it'll be different this year because he'll be the first option now that LeBron's gone. But he's not been playing like Minnesota, like back in the Minnesota days. He just hasn't been when he's getting 30-30 and 20-20s every night. I mean, you look at the finals, he's getting like 20-10, which is good. But if you're Kevin Love making now $30 million a year, it's not great, I'm not going to lie. Moving on to the next topic, I'm not sure if I talked about this last time, but Isaiah Thomas has signed a one-year minimum contract with the Denver Nuggets, probably the sixth man. I like this because I really like the Nuggets. The Nuggets have a really good team, I think. I'm excited to see how they'll be during this signing. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm excited to see how they'll play now that they have someone who's kind of a veteran, actually, you could say, even though he's still, like, I think he's late 20s, but he's moved around, he's been on a lot of teams, he's played in a lot of situations, a lot of scenarios, so it'd be interesting to see what he brings to this young Nuggets team that has a lot of potential. Like, oh my gosh, you look at this roster, Jokic, Murray, Harris, and now Michael Porter Jr., even though he is redshirting this year, it's still, I'd like to see, because they were able to take the risk on him. No one else was able to take the risk on him, but they're going to make the playoffs this year. Almost no doubt they're going to make the playoffs this year. So they can take a risk on a draft pick in the late lottery because they don't need him to be great. They just, if he's good, great. If he's not good, okay, well, it was a wasted lottery pick. Doesn't really matter. And they also have Paul Millsap, who's also another good veteran. Clippers power forward Montrezl Harrell re-signed with them for a 2-year, $12 million deal. Montrezl Harrell has been playing some great basketball lately. He's kind of underrated in this league. Not many people know his name, but when you look him up, he's pretty good. Last year, Montrezl Harrell averaged 11 points and 4 rebounds, and I think 3 assists, and shot 63% from the field. So, I mean, those are pretty good numbers for $6 million a year. I really like this deal. Moving on to probably the biggest topic of the day is Carmelo Anthony most likely going to the Rockets. That's what we've been hearing. That's what we've been seeing. Although we haven't seen anything official. After the whole Hawks trade, we haven't heard much. But then he just agreed to the trade we saw because of his no-trade clause. And he'll probably be going to the Rockets. That's what I've been hearing, at least. That's what people have been hearing. That he is going to end up on the Rockets. It's a good deal for the Rockets because he's signing the veterans minimum, $2.2 or $2.4 million contract, which is really good, thinking that a month ago he was making $28 million. Now he's going to be making $2.4 million, and for the Rockets, he's a good addition for the Rockets. I think so. He's a good offensive player, a good shooter. He kind of fits into the Rockets' role, small forward, kind of what they're trying to get from PJ Tucker. The only thing that he's not great at that the Rockets are pretty good at is defense. Maybe not James Harden, obviously, because he's not the best defender. But Trevor Ariza, Luke Mbamute, they definitely brought defensive aspect to the team that the Rockets previously didn't have. And I don't know if Melo brings it, as well as Ariza and Mbamute. That's going to do it for this episode of Sports and Stuff. Again, I'm your host, Daniel Rosen. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, Sports and Stuff. Also, follow me on Twitter. It's sports_stuffpod. sports_stuffpod. I'll put that up on the screen. Thank you for watching or listening. If you're listening on podcast, if you're watching on YouTube, thank you. And I will see you next time.